Warning, the following story contains details that listeners may find upsetting. If you are in distress, call the Indigenous Hope for Wellness Helpline at 1-855-242-3310 or the Ontario Crisis Line at 1-866-996-0991. If you are in immediate danger, call 911 or go to the nearest hospital. You are listening to 89.1 CHUO-FM. My name is Gabby, and this is your Friday news. A drum circle for healing was held at the Centennial Flame at Parliament Hill yesterday. Organized by Jackie Shawaja, the drum circle sought to honor the 215 children found buried at the former Kamloops Indian Residential School. This drum circle was hosted 2 weeks after the tragic findings in Kamloops, as Indigenous people continue to grieve and try to heal. Shawaja hopes to hold drum circles at the Centennial Flame regularly for as long as the memorial for the Kamloops 215 at Parliament Hill stays set up. Despite COVID-19 restrictions and distancing at the event, Shawaja said that she felt the event brought a sense of community that grieving people have been seeking.
The reason why that I organized the circles this past week was on Monday. I was there all day. I got there around 2-ish because I was doing school, but then I couldn't really focus because I was kind of just hurt, I guess. Which is very sad. So I spent all day at the memorial on Monday, and throughout the day, I've really seen a lot of other indigenous folks, mainly ones who suffered with homelessness and addiction, come seeking ceremony or an elder that they could speak to, or just something within the culture that will be there that could help them heal.
As vigils, actions, and other commemorative events continue to take place, Shawaja highlighted that not only is Indigenous grieving ongoing, but Indigenous suffering at the hands of the Canadian government is ongoing as well.
The chapter never really ended. It's still open. Our people are still being killed. Our children are still being killed in the child welfare system. And the government and their authorities don't do anything to help us figure out how our children died and don't get justice for them. And the foster families who killed them just keep on taking in children and repeating what they did to our people. So it's our children are still dying today and the government is still doing nothing about it. Justin is in court right now fighting against the youth and that went into the child care system. Our children are still dying today. So it's not just the dark part in a chapter. It's still happening. The difference is it's just not by the church anymore.
Despite the sadness right now, the event organizers also wanted to highlight Indigenous excellence and stories of hope. Cedar Ayatale, who supported Shawaja in organizing the drum circle, said she's grateful to her parents for breaking the cycle. She said she felt encouraged to celebrate her culture with her family.
I was raised traditional. I was raised with my culture. I wasn't raised speaking my language, but they definitely encouraged it, my parents. They're both Indian Day School survivors, and my grandparents are on both sides are residential school survivors. But despite that, my parents wanted to break the cycle when they started their family. So going into that, when they raised us, they would teach us songs. And as our family grew larger, then came along my younger brother, CJ, who's autistic, and he does this thing where he, stims, and he'll, say stuff like, yeah, and stuff like that, and so he was, singing like that one day, and my dad heard that, and he decided to make an honor song using that as a melody, and so when I asked him to send me an honor song for me to learn, he sent that song with that melody. And I just thought that was really beautiful because when he sent that, and especially when the news broke about the 215 kids in Kamloops, I realized how blessed me and my siblings were, even though that we are first-generation survivors. I it really hit me then that, wow, like, we really are blessed that my parents put in the work to break these generational curses. So, yeah, I sing that song with pride now, and yeah.
Shuwaja said that those who want to support Indigenous people during this time should ensure they are being good allies. Here is how Shuwaja described being a good ally.
Keep on, like, educating yourself. Keep on learning and just really listening to our stories and being respectful about it. But also, like, not expecting us to be the ones to educate you, because right now we're grieving and we're healing.
The organizers also said that being a good ally involves holding yourself and the people around you accountable every second of every day. They said that it is not productive to expect anything in return for your allyship, because the people you support owe you nothing.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.